Yuki, Space Assassin. POV number 4. Your slave girl. Log entry. A few days after log entry 0201, I've been had. Failed to kill my target. Probably the most powerful I've ever had in my sights. And rather than kill me, he's made me his pleasure slave. And with that comes a choice. Let him kill me with dignity. Well, as much dignity as I have left after sucking him off in front of the whole galaxy. Or do what pleasure slaves do. The better I am at it, the better chance of survival I have. The more I remain his whore. The other girls saw to my training. How I was to act, speak, move. My ass shifts left to right as I walk, rolling my hips. My cheeks just fully visible and on display in this slave outfit. They even saw to it my holes were trained, teased, and lubricated with aphrodisiac oils, making me nice and sensitive for the next man. Or men, women, whatever had me next. Guess they figured that if my body were into it, forced to play along, it would cease to be an act in time. I say they figure, as though I don't know Sauteram has broken stronger girls than me, and has it down to a science. My master, I'm here, prostrating myself before your feet.
The one covert op we get handpicked for, and my cover identity is a slave girl.
Doubt they had a choice. I bet the squad would kill to see you about now. It'll be fine, relax. We have our orders. Outbid all the other chumps, leave with item 3233. Easy. And enjoy the free drinks and knockin' shrimp. Maybe they'll have some tuna for you.
It's more than that. It's our kind they're going to be selling there. Innocent girls, sold like livestock, and half of the buyers are system lords. I know you've got bad blood with that scum.
You want to get to your point there, Mittens?
Can I trust that you'll control your impulses in there?
Sure, totally. Just another mission. Now put your slave face on. It's time to go.
Akapara. Like other worlds, we had the call to dominate one another. Our great wars, our races to industry, arms, and to reach the stars. We didn't know we were remarkable for how quickly we managed this, until it was too late. Kadirite. A crystal native to our people that absorbs solar and kinetic energy. I implored my father to use this power to reach the furthest stars.
Yuki, Space Assassin. Episode 8. In the Cosmos Tonight.
I'm telling you, I've got off-world accounts, lots of liquid assets, come on! Judging by the lack of gyroscopic stability on each super-light jump, and the way your engines sputter, I know you need it. I will pay you to ditch this job. Enough to set you for life, baby. What do you think?
I think you're awfully chatty for a sentient bag of 900,000 credits.
Girl, just talk to me. You can have anything you ever dreamed of. Let me go. You know what they'll do to me if we get the key on the floor?
Set a course for drop-off. Sublight factor 8.
Confirmed. No super light jump?
With the engine misalignment, I'd rather not risk it. Especially after last time. Let's go.
then setting a course for Kieva 4. Estimated time of arrival, 12 days and 14 hours.
I have no desire. I have no pleasure, no gratification. Only my duty to protect this galaxy. Something that you self-interested bounty hunters have no concept of.